interviewing
Mrs. Sally Atkins and Mrs. Lila Dodson in the home of Mrs. Beulah Atkins. And all three are going to tell us quite a bit, I am sure. Mrs. Dodson, what was your maiden name?
Leela Atkins.
You were Leela Atkins?
Yes.
And where did you, where was your home place? Where did you live? In the mountains?
Well, I lived back up there in the mountain on the Hazel.
On Hazel Mountain?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Near the top or?
Near the top.
Near the top.
That was after she was married, don't you see now?
Yeah. Oh, well, when you were growing up, where did you live? When you were a little girl?
Well, I lived in the park of five, just a little down below the Turn Bridge, didn't
you? Yeah.
Just a little below Turn Bridge.
Okay. And Ms. Atkins, where did you live when you were a little girl?
Right with her.
Right
in an old one-room house where we was raised.
Yes, sir.
Right at the same place.
That's right.
And what was your maiden name?
Sally.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Now, did you have a...
Are you two sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, that is just beautiful. Great. Now, were there many children in your family?
Seven, what was the most?
Seven?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What, as you were a child, what are your recollections? What did you do as a child?
Well, but they worked in doing for you. Milk cow, dead hogs, chicken.
How many hogs did you have?
Well, most time we didn't have two, sometimes four.
And how many cows? Do you know?
Three or four. Yeah.
Well, then you had a lot of extra milk, didn't you?
Yes, but we paid our hogs, you see, but we didn't use.
Okay. Did your mother make cheese and...
Yes, she made cheese, she made butter.
Uh-huh. Clobber?
Yes, indeed.
Frank
Clapper meal?
Oh.
It was good, too.
Sure. How do you make that, do you know?
Well, you just put it in a bag and hang it up and just leave it drip until it gets dry. Then take it out and put some cream and salt in it.
Oh. And how long does it keep?
Well, it don't keep it so long, you see.
One name for it keeps along. We'd soon eat it up, you know.
Oh,
yes,
sir, it's family.
Sure.
Big family.
That's right.
How do you eat it? Just eat it or put it on things?
You just make it, put it in a bowl, put some cream over it, and a little salt.
I never did put no salt. I always put sugar on mine.
You did, but we always use salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever buy it out of the store, cottage cheese?
Yeah. Well, that's not the same thing, is it?
It's just the same.
Sure, just the same thing. But of course, this would be what we fixed was homemade.
Be the same thing.
Oh, I hadn't realized.
Yes.
But now, of course, I don't know how they fix them, you know. But just like she said, you know, I would kind of. Sometimes would set mine on the stove a little bit,
yes,
just get a little bit good and clabber,
yes,
and
then
put it in this cloth and hang it out just like she said, let it drip good, and then,
oh,
we used it a lot at home when we had cats.
Oh, gosh. You say there were seven children.
Yes.
What were their names?
Blanche and Lila and Lee and me and Mary and Dolly and Monroe.
Two boys then?
Mm-hmm. Two boys.
Two boys and five girls.
That's right.
Were the boys given more jobs to do than the girls?
Yeah.
They'd have to do what, for instance?
They'd plow corn or
hoe corn, get wood.
Anything, mostly.
Yeah.
Tend gardens.
Yeah. Tend gardens.
Yeah. How big a garden would you have? Have you any idea? Just seems big, huh?
Yeah. Just about, well, it wouldn't be an acre.
Uh-huh.
But we can, big cornfields, we go in them on Monday morning and work till Saturday night, and then go back in them on Monday morning.
Oh, boy. Your big cornfields were so that you could have cornmeal. Would you take the corn then down to the mill?
Yeah.
Where was the mill?
It was right above Beach Spring up there.
Right above Beach Spring.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you pay the miller, or would he take 10% of...
take toll,
uh-huh, yeah, right. So in other words, you didn't need much money, did you?
No, we didn't.
You couldn't get much money. You didn't get much money in them days.
Yeah.
You made your own work. But of course, you didn't have to pay much for stuff. You could get a pound of coffee for
10 cents.
And get a couple cans of Simon's for two cans for a quarter. And look, my man got a many of two cans up down Paul Will Atkins, two for a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to wash them old CC clothes. Didn't get much money then.
No.
We lived in hard times.
Well,
our parents paid rent out of a dollar a day, maybe.
Worth. They paid rent? In other words, you didn't own the property?
No.
Who did you rent it from?
Eddie Clark.
Eddie Clark, the same one?
Yeah, same one.
Eddie Clark must have owned a lot of land.
Well, he owned it all.
And man, when he was living in one thing or another, and it looked, he had it looking like something. It didn't look, it weren't all in mountains like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
He had it looking good.
Yeah. Now, you were allowed to plow wherever you wanted on this land that you owned, right?
Yes.
Was it rocky?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
it was rocky. Maybe you could stand up sometimes, maybe you would down.
But that weren't our land, you see, that was somebody else's land.
And he didn't mind you cutting down any trees or anything of that kind? He didn't say you can only cut so many trees?
No, we just got our wood off of him.
Did anybody peel any bark from the trees to sell the tannery?
My daddy did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where would he take the bark? Do you know?
I don't know where he would take it. But anyway, I'd carry his dinner when he'd be back in peeling bark.
Was there a tannery down here in Sperryville?
Yes, it was.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what I kind of think, maybe.
They could have took it down there. It was a tannery down in Sperryville.
I know there was in Luray, but I was wondering if he had to go all the way to Luray.
Well, I just don't know.
How would he take the bar? Did you have a horse and wagon?
Horse and wagon.
Then you had a good road to your home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Well, they didn't live very far off the road, you see. They kind of lived. But now, of course, when they go to work, they had to go right smart ways to work.
Yeah.
That tending that corn wasn't bad enough.
Sure. What toys did you have as you were a child?
they just
popped on. And stick candy with rings on it.
Uh-huh.
Is somebody else couldn't afford it?
Right.
That's what I told you when you asked me about toys.
Right.
Of course, now we would give it one little piece or something one time.
Yeah.
But no corn husk dolls or anything like that?
No.
No. Uh-huh. Did the boys play marbles?
Yes, I think they did.
Uh-huh. And did you all pitch horseshoes or just the boys?
Just the boys. You know, I got into games like get to go. You know.
Did your mother make your clothes or did you buy them?
We had the most of them made.
Most of them were made.
Yes,
did you ever raise any sheep?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No,
some people did.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then the women would spin. Do you know if your grandmother used to spin or do anything like that with wool? No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Have you any idea where your family came from? Nobody knows where their families came from. It would be so nice if you could say, well, I know we came from so-and-so. They just suddenly were there in the mountains, right?
That's right.
Were your grandparents there?
Yes.
Do you know if your great-grandparents were there?
I don't remember.
What sort of a house did you have? You said it was one room house?
An overall body house, stuffed with wood.
Uh-huh.
One room?
One room down. And when it would come a snow and blow, the snow
single
would
room.
Blow in our face.
Yeah. Like you were saying, Ms. Atkins.
Well, sure.
You had to sweep it out.
Sweep it out before you'd make fire. But if you didn't,
Mama would sweep the steps down.
Would that come down? That's right, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But now, how about your meals? You said you had about 4 hogs. That wasn't many for a large family like that.
It was. Well, then raised potatoes. Cooked beans,
uh-huh.
And canned a lot of stuff. That's how many of
them. Yeah. Did you grow cabbages?
Well, yeah, we grew cabbages.
Were they easy to grow? Did they grow well?
Yes,
or?
They did.
Huh.
They
grow heat well then, and they do now.
Yeah.
Well, you have to keep stuff on everything now to kind of.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Yeah, that's right. How did you take care of the vegetables in the winter so that you had them over the winter?
Well, we were taking care of the potatoes. You took them out and brown and fix them so they wouldn't freeze.
You fix a trench. You dig a trench?
Yeah.
Did you put turnips in there?
Yes, indeed.
Cabbages?
Yes, indeed.
Apples?
No, we put apples in another place while they wouldn't freeze, you see.
Where would you put them?
Oh, we'd put them in a cellar or something, you know.
And you could have a cellar?
Well,
a root cellar?
Huh?
You had a root cellar?
A root, yeah, when we lived down here on the road, but you would keep the apples sometimes sitting in the house, sometimes in the winter to keep them from freezing, cover them up.
And then you dried apples too, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dried apples.
Was that a hard job?
No. Wasn't hard. No, indeed, it wasn't no real hard job to get your apples up.
You could sit down.
Peel them. Put them out in the sun and dry them.
Leave them overnight outside, or would you bring them in?
Well, to learn all the outside, and if it looked cloudy and anything, you'd have to cover them up.
Yeah.
If the rain or something, raining.
How long did it take to dry them? I want to do it myself sometime.
I'd say 3 days.
3 days.
Just on to have good the sunshine.
Yeah. That's sauerkraut. Did you make sauerkraut?
Good Lord, yes, indeed. Make them big valves.
Uh-huh. How much salt would you put in it?
Well, now, I don't know about salt. Mama would always put salt in it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay. When you got married, did you move far away?
Yes, I moved up on the Hazel. From down here, our home board was at, then I moved up on the Hazel.
How did you meet your husband?
Just going to church, places like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's find out about school. When you were little, where was the nearest school?
Right up there below the old Turning Bridge, just that old school I
yes.
used to be there.
I mean, I used to go to school.
Yeah. How far away was that from your home?
Well, it went too far from her home where she lived now. But I had to come out from around Beach Plain Church and go up to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lived closer than she did.
Yeah, she went too far from the school.
So you went through all 8th grade?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I didn't like school. You didn't have to go in. I didn't.
How about you?
I didn't leave.
No. Church. What church did you go to?
Beach Spring.
And up there used to be church up there too.
School house.
At the school house.
Mm-hmm.
Right home with school after you tell church.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we were talking about apples before, and I forgot to ask you. When you made apple butter, did all the neighbors get together?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of fun, wasn't it?
Yes, we had a lot of fun with them apple butter balls.
Yeah. Could you describe the fun, what you did, why it was fun?
Well, it was sometimes some of them would go to sleep and we'd sneak up on them and put a little apple butter on and make them mad. And then they bump the old kid and kill and kiss one another. Yeah, that's my phone, that was.
Sure. Did you do it during the day or at night?
Well, sometimes it was all day and all night.
No wonder people went to sleep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the way they did it.
Yeah. Everybody bring in some food so that you'd have something to eat while you were...
Well, no, indeed, we would make our own food.
Uh-huh.
That's our own meat.
Great. Did you make sorghum?
Lashes, y'all, did y'all
no,
make...
No. Uncle Sam Pulling used to make lashes.
Yeah, Uncle Barnum used to make them right up yon while I lived. I hope to give them old molasses in there. Tom Hawkins, I believe, the one used to make molasses. He used to live on the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was good, wasn't it?
Yep.
Better than you can buy now.
Yeah, it's so strong now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did most people have a horse or a mule?
Well, some of them had. Eddie Clark was like the only one that had any horses around, but you always could get the other horses.
Mm-hmm. You could borrow their horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Tend to the garden. plowed the corn for you, something like that.
In Hubbard, and he used to always?
Yes, in Hubbard always.
And some other people used to have horses.
Well, you'd have to borrow the horse then to pull the wagon with the...
To pull the plow.
And to pull the wagon with the part peeled bark.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about Uncle Jonas? Did he have horses?
Yes.
That too was a
Did you let your cattle wander, or did you keep them fenced in?
The was fenced in very close, not too close. They could wander around more than once.
Mm-hmm. And the hogs?
I'll forget the hogs in the pen.
Did you have any chickens?
Not very many, but quite a few.
Would you sell any of the eggs or the hams?
Well, yes, they'd sell the eggs.
Bought a little one.
Sure.
Raised chicken.
Yeah.
Take them right over here on this desk to sell.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have you any idea how much you would get for a dozen eggs?
Huh.
Don't make me drool, but how much?
15 cents a dozen.
15 cents a dozen. But you can buy a lot with 15 cents.
Butter, how much would you get a pound for butter?
Quarter.
Well, that's what I kind of thought.
Or a pound for butter.
Mm-hmm.
We have tough luck.
Yeah.
But the Lord kind of been good to us. He's
yes.
Let us stick it on, ain't
he? Yes,
he sure has.
And we really work. Yeah. All of us.
You know, you were talking about putting apple butter and playing jokes on people. What other practical jokes were there that you would do? Would any of your brothers play jokes on you at any time?
Well, yes, we did.
What, for instance?
Well, they just get out in the front is going someplace. See a girl or something, you wouldn't believe it.
Did you have any jokes played on you? Is that you? No? When the first tourists started coming up into the drive or would just walk up, what was your reaction to them? Or didn't you ever see any? Did you ever see any tourists?
Any what?
Tourists. You know, people just coming in to see the mountains.
Oh, of course we, but they would just keep traveling on, you see. They wouldn't stop with us, no doubt.
You never thought anything about them?
No. Indeed. You just know that when they weren't too much of that. When we was growing up.
Yeah. Did your family, when they went down to the stores, or when you went to the stores, did you pick up a newspaper so you knew what was going on?
No. We didn't.
No? You didn't care.
Well, you reckon there was any papers much of going around then in our days when we was?
Yeah.
We didn't get them. I get them now, though. You.
Yeah. Right. You sure do. Did anybody ever have a camera in your family to take pictures or anything of that kind?
None that I know of.
Did any of you do any drawing or any artwork of any kind?
No.
No? You were too busy, weren't you?
Yeah.
Roughly what time would you get up in the morning?
But that's good going for you, Lord. You have plenty of earth.
You had to get out. The old saying, you'd work from sun up till sun down.
That's right.
Them days.
Yeah. You'd start out with a big breakfast and then go out to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, well, we might have to be on canned out chickens and then before you got that. Before you got that.
Yeah. Right. So you'd be up before the sun rose, so you'd have breakfast and get so you could be working.
Yeah. Sunday.
Would you go home, stop work, and go home and have dinner?
Most of the time, some of us stayed home and got the dinner out. Fixed dinner and take
home. What would be a typical dinner that you would have?
Well, potatoes, beans, meat, eggs.
Ain't good.
And
meat.
Also corn, anything we had, you know, we just used.
Sure. Eating was good then, wasn't it?
Better than it is now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I don't know how much taste just changed or what.
Was anyone in your family a cobbler to make shoes?
Yes, my granddaddy.
Your granddaddy.
Yes, sir. You made for Kenner. That's exactly right. He lived right up there below where we're talking about the old schoolhouse, below the turn bridge.
Uh-huh. And he made them for all the family?
Yes, he did.
Make them for anybody
want them or need them.
Uh-huh. Did he charge for them?
Oh, dear. Yeah. That was his business.
Any idea how much those shoes cost?
Oh, well, they wouldn't be too much. About $1.50, maybe. $1.25 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he used to make them, big shoes for people.
Yeah. Did you wear shoes all summer?
Yes, indeed.
You did?
Most of the time we went barefoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And save the shoes for winter.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was an expensive thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Sure. You had a doctor that would come to your home if you were ill?
Yes, Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith. But they won't come now.
No. Would he come by horseback?
Yes, he would.
Do you recall any particular illnesses that were in the family?
Oh, yeah.
What?
My brother had pneumonia. He just, the doctor told us if he lived till 12 o'clock one night that he'd make it. Expecting him to die in a minute.
What did he give him for medicine? Do you know?
I don't know if he gave him medicine, but what it was, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know any of the herbs that your mother used?
For children?
For anybody.
Oh, Watkins liniment.
Sarsaparilla tea?
Yes, indeed.
What was that used for?
Vick salve. That would be the cold one.
Yeah.
I rubbed some of that old Watson grease on my soap last night before I went to bed. Did you ever see any of that?
Yes, you showed it to me the last time I was here. was sarsaparilla tea taken in the spring?
Yes.
To thin the blood?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Horsemint tea, did you ever use that?
No.
No. I'm trying to think of some of the other teas. You've never had sassafras tea?
Hoehound tea.
Hoehound tea. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's good for a cough.
Yeah, that is.
See about that town that was there. See if the dry hand them over here. You see how dry my things, don't you?
Oh, that's the way, that's a good idea when you have it.
Sure, is it dry? It'll be all right. I bet you better let me get lay it back up there. Just that way. Don't want to get too hot.
When you got married, did your husband build a home? Or
yeah, he's home already.
Did you go, where were you married? In the church?
No, I was married to Flint Hill.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get there? By horseback?
No, but in the car. My husband had a car.
Oh, wonderful. Did you go anywhere on a honeymoon?
No.
No. Did your mother make any special big dinner that day or anything of that kind?
No, indeed, we didn't make no further do of that nothing.
They do
these days, don't they? Just fix something big, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thankful to
you. Right. How about Christmas? Did you celebrate Christmas at all?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, we go to places, go around the bigger world than you.
We wouldn't have no flame, no dances, no nothing like that, though.
Not like the
big parties.
Whatever was to this, mother.
Drink coffee and all sit your kind on as you do now.
Yeah, right. But did you shoot off any firecrackers?
I never, some of them would.
Now, what about your daddy? Did he ever shoot the old gun at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My daddy used to do that, too. Shoot what was it, Christmas?
That was Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
They shoot the gun.
Shoot the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems to be sort of traditional that is the way to celebrate Christmas and visiting people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a lot of visiting, like an evening?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Next door neighbors had children. We just visited each other and had a good time.
Sure, right. If you went to somebody's home to visit them and they were busy, like stringing beans or shucking corn, what did you do? Sit and watch them?
Oh, help
them. Help them, right. What about if somebody was sick, a neighbor was sick?
Well, go to a good part.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. People were much more neighborly, weren't they?
Oh, Lord, now, so much.
When anybody gets sick, one would go stay one night
with
the
one the next.
It ain't like it is now. You don't have to take them to the hospital and put them in a nursing home. And plenty of, she stayed over there. Did you stay over there with Ida till she passed away?
But I sure did.
Her aunt, you know, with Lyndon, you know. That's the way you used to do when people. But of course, there weren't these places for sick people then like this now is.
That's right.
But they stuck to them.
They took care of their own.
That's right.
How about an old person whose mind had gone a little bit? What would you do with them?
Well, you did the very best you could. You'd keep them at home.
Yes, sir. Keep them right at home.
Yeah.
You know, old Papa's mind weren't.
Well, you know, Mama's weren't.
But said there weren't nothing that could do, you know.
Yes, had to keep them. Had to keep them strong and cool.
Of course, now Papa didn't last. He didn't live more than a month after he got, did he?
No.
After whatever happened to him. He lived 91 or 92.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And he went out. He was over at Linden, staying over there, and he went out or something, you know, and something happened to him, you know, and there was a tree standing in the yard, you know, and he had to get hold of this tree, and they went out and got him before he
ever fail anything, cause he could, of course he never did, never get well no more in his mind, but he, they stuck to him. I would go down and stay some nights with him and help him out, you know, and of course the brothers would go too.
What would you people do if anyone in your neighborhood had long fingers? Did any stealing?
Any stealing?
Yeah.
Like stealing stuff?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do none of that stuff.
No.
But gentlemen, you don't have to have long fingers. They really do it now, don't they?
They sure do. Thing was that if you needed something, somebody, if they had it, they gave it to you. Is that right?
That's right.
Sure,
yeah.
Go ask them for it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you needed some money and didn't have it, go ask them to lend it to you till you got some. And they do it. Jimmy Atkins down here, Mutt's, that was that stove fill. Mutt's brother was so good to me about things like that. Jimmy, you know.
Yeah.
They was really good to me, them people were.
Yeah. That, you know, you did a lot of walking, that's for sure.
Sure, we had to walk on the way we got there.
Yeah,
she's talking walk. About walk up on that hazel. She had to walk up on that hazel.
Well, hey, speaking of hazel, did you ever gather nuts?
Used to gather chestnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And walnuts.
Yeah.
Walnuts. Would you sell the walnuts?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way we did our clothes in the fall of the year.
That's right.
Gather up walnuts and crackers.
You'd crack the walnuts and take the meat out.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of
work.
That's what you had to do again.
How much, again, have you any idea how much you've got for the walnuts?
Well, not too much.
That's
I reckon about a quarter of a pound.
That's
was
right.
The most.
Ain't no use to talk about back in them days what we got for anything we had.
How about huckleberries? Did you gather huckleberries?
Yes, indeed. But
I never went but one time in my life.
I never went one time in this after I was married.
On White Rock. And went early that morning, picked all day long just hard as I could, and I've got a water bucket full. And I never did go back.
Well, you know, some people used to dry huckleberries. Did you ever dry huckleberries? Did you dry cherries?
Yes, I
dried
cherries.
Did you have a large orchard?
No, we just had an orchard. It almost Clark had. He just used the apples.
And you had a cherry orchard?
Yes.
Peaches?
No, we didn't have any peaches.
Okay.
And of course other people, friends, had cherry trees at their home, and we'd go to their home and get some cherries. And of course when we lived up there where Dido lived, see, we had a cherry tree there in the garden. Apples all in the garden too, you know, Sunday sweetening. Them other old sweetens, but you never see none of them now.
No.
How about milums? Did you have any milums?
Yeah, I believe we had an old milum tree. Well, all had milums around.
They're a good apple, aren't they?
Yeah.
I have two on my car.
You do? And where you say you live at?
In the Ray. So with your apples, you would dry them, you'd make apple butter. Did you make cider?
No.
Did you make apple wine?
No.
We never make it. Only just what we had to
have. That's right.
Yeah. But no cider. No. Now, let's see, what have I not asked you? Because there are some, oh, about hunting. Did your brothers hunt at all, and your father?
Yes, indeed, my father and brothers both hunt.
What would they hunt?
They'd hunt squirrels, raccoon, rabbit,
coon,
possum.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do with them?
We'd eat them. That's what we do. Everyone was glad to get them.
Sure. It was almost like a necessity, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To have them. Which did you prefer to eat, the squirrel or the rabbit or what?
The squirrel, I'd take it, but the rabbit's all right. Uh-huh. And the coon's a good possum.
Did you use the skin in any way, the pellet?
No.
No. You never sold that?
No. Well, that weren't going on them days, I don't reckon, but it's really going on now, ain't it?
Sure. Yeah. How about fishing? Was there any fishing in that area?
Well, yes, oh yeah.
Trout?
Eels and fish. No, there weren't too many trout. Of
no.
Course, now there was some old time of trout
in there, yeah. But eels, you'd eat those.
Yeah, yes, sir, and they were good.
Yeah. How would you cook those?
Well, just sling them and fry them.
Slice them up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fry them in butter or?
Lard, butter, what was
it? Grease,
any kind of grease.
Yeah. Did you have a special day that was laundry day?
No, we did.
Just whatever
day was good, we walked.
Is that so unto
what? And that was it.
Yeah. How would you do the laundry? Was it work, a lot of work?
Took the water up and use your bicycle. Scrub, like we do here. We do here.
Mm-hmm. And then, did you boil them at all?
Yeah. Boil them in lye. Did y'all ever boil them in lye? Yeah, we've got a kettle of fun that we just boil them in.
Mm-hmm. Got them clean, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
You know that Clorox will bleach though now.
I know.
There was some.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The clothes are pretty sturdy clothes, so they could put up with this scrubbing, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then you had to iron them.
Yes.
You made
iron like that.
Yeah. You made your own soap.
Yes, Mama made soap.
That wasn't too hard a job.
No.
No. Did you ever use that soap for anything like poison ivy?
No, I'm not.
I can teach you something. It's good for it.
Is it?
Yep.
We don't know what to do when we get
it. You sure? Yeah, I learned that from a family that lived in Dark Hall, that it's good for poison ivy. Did you get much poison ivy around?
There was right much around, but I know I didn't take it.
Mm-hmm. How about rattlesnakes?
Oh, leave them.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
Were you ever bitten?
Mm-mm.
Any in your family ever bitten?
My dad.
What did you do when he was bit?
Well, Dr. Smith just come up and give him some shots, medicine and stuff.
Oh. You didn't use anything like snake root pulses. Okay. What was the name of your nearest neighbor?
Well, the nearest one we had, we lived up in the far, in the one-room house, was Ella Rolfe and Jew. The nearest neighbor then.
Ella what?
Ella Rolfe.
Rattleford?
Rolfe.
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 Rolfe. Rolfe. Oh. Oh, that's an odd name, isn't it? I haven't come across that name. Relevant. When you knew the park was coming in, what was your reaction?
Well, I can tell you, I didn't hardly know what.
Was your husband still alive?
No.
No.
He's been dead for years and years.
How had you managed up there by yourself then?
I didn't see a fellow after he died.
Oh.
Like a brute.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. And your mother and father were still alive?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any children?
Three. Yeah.
Where are they?
One of them's living in Baltimore, and the twins I had, they died.
Oh.
They buried on the same.
What happened?
I don't know, because my land's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you all up there during 1917 when the flu epidemic came through? Do you recall any problems with that?
No.
None of your neighbors got it or anyone in your family?
No.
Oh, that's good. Because that really wiped out an awful lot of people.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. You went to church every Sunday?
Yes. Most of the time when we were children, we went to church.
Mm-hmm. And did you sing the hymns?
Yes, we'd have them sing.
Was it a good minister that you had?
For sure.
He came every Sunday?
Yes, he did.
Did he live up there or did he come from Sperryville?
He lived on the Hayes.
Oh, wonderful. Did you play any music? Any of you have a fiddle or a banjo or a juzar?
They had all.
Yes, I mean in your home.
No.
No. None of you ever sang any songs? Okay, so you used to walk all around a lot. You went visiting a great deal. Were the people in your area mainly related to one another?
Yes, most of them.
Okay. So you would have an aunt or an uncle as your near neighbor?
Yes, most of them. Uh-huh.
That made it a nice,
yeah,
friendly group, didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Sure did.
You never had any arguments, did you, or did you?
No. I guess I had no trouble with it.
Say another family wanted to come in there. What would have been your reaction? Let's suppose.
Well, yes, that's your food. They know what I know.
Mm-hmm. Would they be accepted?
For sure.
Did you ever go over to Skyland or any of those places?
No.
Did you know about Skyland?
Yeah, I know about it.
Okay, you didn't get newspapers, so how did you learn things that went on?
Well, just never knew it before.
Was anybody in your family in the Civil War?
When Earl War?
No.
That was the old Civil War. The old back war, wasn't the old Civil War, you know.
Well, he wasn't in that, but he was.
In, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He, man.
Yeah, Frank was in the first
World War?
Sure.
Uh-huh. But you don't know of anybody in the Civil War?
No, I don't.
Because that was going on all around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Monroe have to go overseas?
Yeah.
What did he have to say when he came back home?
Well, he wouldn't talk about it very little bit.
Do you know if he liked France or anything?
Oh, he liked the friends, but he didn't like it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then he came back home and just picked up where he had left off, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bet you were all mighty glad to see him, weren't you?
Yes, was.
Yeah. Can you think of anything? I shouldn't be doing all the questioning and you just saying yes or no. You should tell me something.
I told you all I know.
Well, this has really been very, very wonderful, and you don't know how I appreciate you taking the time to do this. I'm just going to scan down, make sure I... one question I forgot to ask you. You said that you did a lot of canning. Did you process the cans or did you just cold pack them?
Well, sometimes we cold pack them, sometimes we did.
Sometimes you process?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you process?
Tomatoes, peaches, corn,
apples, yeah.
Cherries, blackberries, and things like that.
Did you string beans along?
Yes, I've seen them string along.
Yeah. Did you ever shell beans?
Yes, indeed.
And then dry them? Mm-hmm.
We'd mostly let them dry,
and then
shell them. Oh, you'd haul them.
Oh, that's smart.
Sure.
Sure, it's a lot easier, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they'd be all rotten, you say.
Yeah. You'd use those beans and cook like some ham in with them, and just, that would be a meal in itself.
Yes, indeed.
Sure, yeah. Was there ever any problem getting things like salt and sugar and coffee?
Nothing I know.
Would you buy extra just before winter came?
Yes, sometimes would and sometimes wouldn't, just last year.
Because you might have been snowed in and not able to get out to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that this has just been wonderful. You have really added a tremendous amount to our knowledge.
Well, I've done the very best I could.
Yeah. Well, I sure do thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.